We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I retired as sheriff of Humboldt County on May 6, 2017. After 34 years of law enforcement, it was a great career, and I always appreciated the support I received from the citizens of Humboldt County. But I did realize it was time to move on or move over for so others could step in and lead the office. I love being the sheriff of the agency I spent a majority of my lifetime with. I saw much change over the years and worked for three other sheriffs during my career. The change in law enforcement equipment, procedures, and process has evolved during the years, and it looks very different from when I started in 1981. So retirement has been good for the past 2.5 years. I've adjusted to the new lifestyle very well with projects, trips, and vacations that my wife and I only dreamed of are now reality. So one such vacation started on December 6th. We were just leaving Fortuna, driving to Sacramento to fly out the next day for a 3-week vacation in Kona, Hawaii. As I was leaving the Renner gas station, my cell phone rang. I answered it and was surprised to find that the caller was the city manager of Fortuna. He had one big question for me. Would I be interested in being the interim chief of police for the city of Fortuna? I swallowed hard and said, well, I'm not sure because I kind of like retirement. I explained to him that I was on my way to Hawaii, but I would be glad to discuss it with him in a few days. To make a long story short, I agreed to come out of retirement for 4 to 6 months while the city recruited a new permanent police chief. On January 28th, I was sworn in as interim police chief. There were some very big changes for me since I had only worked for a sheriff's office in the past. One of the challenges was getting used to a different uniform. I had only ever worn tan and green, so changing to a black uniform was out of the norm for me. One of the first things I realized upon being sworn in is that everything seemed to be so familiar. It was as if I had never left law enforcement. Sure, forms and procedures and other routine things were different, but the dynamics of an executive law enforcement administrator were pretty much the same as when I retired. Since taking the position, I've enjoyed a great deal of support from city officials and staff, as well as the community. I anticipate this to be a great opportunity to assist in the change and direction for the Fortuna Police Department. The officers and staff are very professional, which makes my job much easier. I've developed a great deal of trust and confidence in those that I work with, and I am proud to be leading the agency, even if it is for a short term. So yes, by summertime, I will return to retirement, and I am confident that the city of Fortuna will hire a great permanent police chief. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.